We're continuing our shiurim on Matbe Bracha, the Kavanos of Matbe Bracha, and we're just going through the word, the first word of the Matbe, which is Bravo. So we got up to, we're going to do a little bit of revision now in order to just recap what we did last time. So we're up to further on the Kavanah, but we're going to go back to this place. Yechav lehamshech shefa mezivuk pinimi. The Chaba the Chagat, the Mar Uben the Al Champi. I don't know if you can see this. No, focusing here. Okay, that's a bit better. Okay, so that's what we're doing over here. This Kavanah over here. This line just above the Kavanah. Chaba lehamshech shefa mezivuk pinimi. The Chaba the Chagat. So that is the chef which came down. Again, remember, we're doing Mochem de Katnas. Mochem de Katnas is also called, always considered to be Chagat. So that's when Chaba de Chagat. We're bringing down the highest part of the Chagat, which is called the Chaba de Chagat. That's called Zivuk Panimi. That's what's drawn down via the Zivuk Panimi. That's more correct. And we're drawing down from both the right side and left side, Ma'uben, the Al Champim. That was the last thing that we saw beforehand. Now we're going to bring that Zivuk Panimi, which is the chef, which is called Chabad Chag, and the Ma'uben, Le'aba Ve'ima V'yisos HaBetfuna. So we have the right-hand side of the page and the left-hand side of the page. This is going to go down to Abba and Yisos HaBetfuna, and it's going to go down to Ima and Tfuna. It's represented over here by Havaya and Eke, to show that Havaya is always masculine. The Eke over here is always feminine, so that's going to show you the Kiva. And we spoke about this last time, about the four Mochim de Gadlus, even though we're Mochim de Katnus, we explained Zaremes Ba'alma, that's the Shah Rachamin. And we spoke on the left hand side, a little bit of problem over here as well, because there's only two Shemas over here, should be four, like the other side, which is connected Chub Chub, right? Chokhma Bina. That's number one, is Chokhma. Number two is Bina. Number three is Chasadin de Das and Gvot de Das. That's the Chabad, which is coming down. You should have seen that as well on the left hand side. We only have Chokhma Bina, but we don't have Das. We don't have das. Remember that? We have das. So we said, Noshim Datum Kala. That's a story that's brought down in the Arizal many times. And therefore, because of that, the das is not included in there. And then we said, but that it's also a problem because, theoretically, what you should have saw is what we usually see is kasa kasa. Kasa number one is connected always Chochma. Kasa number two is connected Bina. And this is Das already. This Kamag, this name over here is Kamag. This is already Das. We just said Nashim Datan Kala. We're not supposed to be the Das. So, I mean, it should have been two Kasas, not a Kasa and a Kamag, which represents a Bina, or a Chokhma, let's say, whichever, and a Das. So, what's going on over there? So I saw that... sorry?
Kidding.
Right, so there was a chilul between the kelim and the mochim. The kelim and the mochim. The kelim and the mochim. Right. This is brought down in the Shah Rachamim in Chelik Beis Simen Yutes, and also the Pesach Anayim in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So they make the chilul based on the Shah Kavanos we saw by Abba, Etz Chaim, Shah Abba, in Perches Klal Dalid, that he says that he makes a chilul. When you're talking about Moichim, then you'll find it set up like this, like these four different sets. You'll find Chokhma Bina, Chasadim Das Gvodas. You'll find Kasa Kasa Kama Kana. You'll find that. Here we're not talking about particularly Moichim, but we're talking about Kelim and Levushim. Kelim and Levushim, that's what he wants to say. The Rav says Kelim and Levushim don't have four, they only have three. So this would be Chokhma, this would be Bina in Kelim and Levushim. And that's what they say, the Pesach Hanayim and the Shah Rachamim.
The problem is that it's easy to say this.
It's easy to say. We can't say it from ourselves. We have to have...
No, but they don't explain what they say. They just keep they have to finish the puzzles. They finish it the way they can finish it, but...
Again, we have to be careful the Lashonis we use. You know, we're talking about Kiddush Elyon, when they say something...
No, I don't mean that.
Often is that, you know, the Megale Tefach and Mechaset Tefachayim. So it looks like they're fudging, looks like, you know, just putting things together. But we invite to ask, we can ask you, but well, why are we talking about Chal Levushim Kedem here? You know, well, on the right hand side, we're talking about Moichim, which makes sense. Moichim the Kedem.
Yeah. Okay.
The Remez, it's not. But on the left hand side, it's even more Shver now, because now you're talking about Kedem Levushim. Who's talking about Kedem Levushim? All right. this is how the Mazbi, and they left it open like this. Could be a challenge for our Amuna B'tochen. I don't know why they're not Mazbi Adasov. Why Dafke 2? We don't have all the Hezbeir. Nobody claims to have all the Hezbeir.
But the Rashash didn't say this.
The Rashash put down this. He put down Kasa and a Kama.
And they had the question. And because of the question...
We don't change the Kavanah.
So, because of the question, you have to say an answer that you yourself don't understand, because not you.
Again, we're starting from the Gedolim. The Shah Rachamim, Pesach, and I'm
giving. It's not our Somer. Why do we have Somer? I just want to understand what is the mechanism of the answer. Because if they understand what they say, the question would not have started.
What question would have started?
If they would have known Musaq of Kelim and Nefim, the Etzem, they would not have asked the question declared. They got the question, and then the Al Korach, we have to be Mechadesh, Echil between Nefim and Kelim.
No, we're not machadish anything. We see in that time that there is a chiluk.
So what is that the question? You should say, and you should know that he's kelim.
No, the question. I just told you the question. The question is, what does kelim lush have to do with this?
And you,
that's the question.
No, it's the opposite. You see that those names that won't fit with that.
No, it's the other way around. It's the other way around. We know in that time that these are kelim lush, but that can't be pshat here. It has to be moichim, but it can't be moichim either, because then it should be kasa kasa. I call it Kelim Lushim, but because of a cash that's stopped, we're not going to change the Kavanos.
Yeah, sure not. Yeah.
Okay.
There's no Ezber,
but at least we understand. We have a Tfisa on the Kavanah.
Yeah.
It's not Stam Ba'avir, a Kasa Kamak. Doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? When you say Lavush, there's a Mahal. How that fits in the overall Hamshach of the Moichim. That we don't have the answer for.
You said it was the last time that the third one comes in later or something, right?
Oh, I was going to say the third one comes in later. And that's also going to be a cash of Chalabi. What's happening? Why is the third one coming in later? It's supposed to should it all came on one go. Okay. So we're going to turn over the page now. When we turn over the page... Let's read the Koteres over here. So just above the Shemus, what does it say? Just above the Shemus, what does it say? It says over here, the Sheva Dema the Zivug Depinimi, right? The Zivug Depinimi Anaz, which is the Chabad Chagat, the Achampin, Miponim. Now these three next words are crucial. Which was missing last time. We were looking at a text that missed out these very three important words. Mipanim, number one. The Malchias, number. And Chochmos, number three. Now, the Chub, we understand. That's the Shefa here. That's the Chub and Chug. Right? The Ma'oben, that's right on the left hand side of that particular. Abba v'Yisosabba, the Ma, because it's all Ma, means it's all right hand side. The Chab, the Chag, the Archampi. But what does it mean, the Panim, the Malchias, the Chochma? The Panim, the Malchias, the Chochma. What does that mean exactly? So we showed this chart last time, and this explained everything. Now, let me tell you what this means exactly. So let me give a bit more of a Hezbollah than we had last time. And it starts like this. So we find in Etz Chaim Shah Yudal Perek Hei Perek Zayin explains to us that we have four different types of Shefa. We have Ab, Zag, Ma, Oben. Now in this Ab, Zag, Ma, Oben we have Eses Sfiras. We have the Kesel of the Ab, Chochma of the Ab, Bin of the Ab, and so on and so forth. So let's take the Kesa of the Ab.
So there's 10 in all four, or the last one's only got 9?
Why? What do you mean the last one? You mean Ben?
Yeah.
Why should it only have 9?
So it's got 9, because it is Malchus itself.
Malchus also has 10. Everything has 10. Everything is broken to 10. So let's take on that this is Ab. This is a representation of Ab. We could say this by Sag, Ma, Uben as well. And it's also Mavor that you can say this by Ek as well. You can use this plan to divide all Shefa. So as we're looking at this, this is Ab. Now what sphere of Ab? This is Kesed Ab. All this is one sphere of Kesed. Okay. Now in Keser, it's subdivided again by the Eser spheres. So you're going to have Keser of Ab, Chokhmah of Keser the Ab, Bina of Keser the Ab. You're going to have the Vak, which is Chesed Gvur Tiferet Netzachot, Hod Yisod of the Keser of the Ab, and also you have the Malchus. So you're going to have 10 spheres over here. But for the purposes of our Kavanas, we only work with the 12 levels. What do you mean by the 12? Yud-Dalet Madregas. These are Yud-Dalet Madregas. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's also Mavua and Shah Rafah, Perek Hey. Has to do with Netus is going. Now, we're not going to go at the length into the chart, but this is what we are dealing with. We deal usually with only the first three of the 10. So it's Keser Chokhmah Bina of the Keser of Ab. And we can do this for every sphere. Now, Keser is always a representation of a Havaya. Every sphere is a representation of Havaya. The Shaila is Havaya of what? So we're doing it with Ab. So therefore, the Keser is always Pashut. It's always Pashut. So Yud Kei Vav Kei. When you come to Chokhmah is a Miloy of that, of the Ab. So therefore, it's the Havaya, but it's Ab now. It could be Sag, but it could be Ma, it could be Ben, but we're only dealing with Ab. And the Bina is a Miloy de Miloy of the Ab. Again, this chart could have been Sag, Ma, Ben. We could have changed the computations over here. Mm-hmm. This is the Panim side, and also there's an Achorayim side of the sphere. Okay?
Would that go on forever? Like, Chesed would be the
But we only use in our Kavanas up to 12
levels.
Yeah,
I just don't want to know whether, you
know. Okay. Akopari.
Why? Is it just for convenience? Or why do we change?
These are the Madregas that fell into Bia. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't have so much.
These ones we have to be mistaken.
It shows us the amount of Netzutzos in every different sphere.
The
Nafkamina would be, you have to know which Netzutzos fell into Bia, which Netzutzos didn't fall into Bia.
But with the other seven, you need to have them for as well or not?
No.
Because they're ready to be Mesukkan. Or am I confusing it with some of the other thing?
Not really, because we're talking about Kesi.
So I think.
Okay, Akopari. This is only the kids, right?
We're talking about the Shefa. We're not talking about Tikkunim here. We're talking about this with the Shefa itself. We're talking about the Shefa. This is the Shefa which is coming down.
Again, what do you mean? What fell into Bia?
Okay, given Achuraim and
Shefa, right?
Oh, yeah.
No? Rafah didn't fall down?
Yeah, but the Shefa now was a Baruch. When you bring down, you're not Morid.
Okay, what is Shefa? Shefa is
fuel,
spiritual stuff.
We call it all.
Yeah.
Oilers.
Yeah.
Right, so.
But these are all.
Yeah, you want to call it Rafah? You want to call it Shefa? Oil is oil.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take a little bit of that all. I'm going to take 288 halakim of that all.
I thought it was different iris from the tzitzis.
Different iris. Again, there's only one all that came off in the ninth act. That's it. Zilzin. That's it. So I took 288 chalakim of that and I put it down to beer to Mechai the Kalim. That's it. Right, I don't want to go to
Shalom. When you say Baruch, yeah? You don't know if a new Yerida into beer. The Shefa that you bring is not a new kilkul into Bia. It's a tikkun. Just before I said Baruch,
You're bringing new Shefa.
Yeah, new Shefa, but not new kilkul. The Rapach is a kilkul. You used to be metaken the Rapach.
No. Rapach is not a kilkul. Rapach is oil.
Oh yeah, it's the oil which is not in
Koimo,
and you have to be
mitakin
it.
No, the
Rafach said to help the Rafach is the oil that came up in the ninth act. It's a chelik. It's 288 chalakim.
Did they break?
Now,
yeah, that breaks.
Wait, 1 second.
Yeah.
The only thing that broke is the kelim.
The kelim, yeah.
Light cannot break. You can't break light. Okay, but if I leave the kelim in beer by themselves, they're going to dry out and die
completely, and they won't be able to fix it at all.
That's right. There's no kikul in the O whatsoever. And you send out these shlichim called these 288 nitzutzos in order to mechayev the king. They came out from a big oil.
Okay.
Now, what's the way to be married the kelim back to Atzilus?
You do Torah or mitzvahs.
Oh, so now when you do Baruch, you bring a new shefa,
a new oil,
which kelim give
koach
to the oil to be married its kelim.
To be married the rapach with the kelim as well.
Correct, and the shaft.
No, don't need to be married to Rapach, but the Rapach would be happy to go.
But the Rapach is stuck down there.
Okay, anyway, I think we're really off topic here. I don't know about, all I want to show over here, Aboisa, is the Malchus over here. Because when you look at the individual, this is called the Kese of Av, this is the Chochmah. There's two sections, the Teisha Sfiros and the Malchus here.
Okay.
That's the division given to us, right? And that Teisha Sfiros are considered to be a representation of the actual letters of the Havaya. And when I say Malchus, you always have to associate to the Gematria, to the Mispah. Okay? That's in the Panim side. I could have did that in the Achoraim side as well, but then I would see this type of formation, a Yud, a Yud-K, Yud-K-Vav-K. That's a different surah, but the same process happens. Teisha Sfiras is the Mispah, Malchus is the Gematria. Okay? Mm-hmm. If I go to Chochmah, I'm working with the Miloy. But again, which Miloy? It depends. I could be working with the Teisha Sfiras or the Malchus. Okay? The Fizi, we can understand what he's talking about here. What does he say? He says, Shefa de ma de zivuk pinim and niska de alcham miponim. Oh, so we have to look at the ponim category. The malchias. Oh, I have to look at the malchias. Of which malchias? The chochmas. Oh, so here we go. This is what he's talking about. He's talking about the ponim of the ponim of the malchias of the chochmas. That means it's right over here. And this is what is this? Gemata of 72.
So I'm based.
I mean, this Ab.
Where do we see that in the actual thing? Because it's done all four of them.
There's done all. So it's Panim. That means he's telling you, look at the Panim side. Look at the Malchus. Look at the Gematria. Meaning, he's telling you that when you look at the Shef, which is coming up, don't look at the actual letters. Work out the Gematria. And when you work out the gematria, you see it is the gematria of how much do we say? 232, which is the gematria of Boruch with the four letters. Boruch is 228 for the four letters, 232. So Bekitza is meramis to you according to the klolim of the Arizal, that he's telling you, look at the ponim, the malchus, the chokhmah, telling you, work at the gematrias of what you see in front of you. Don't take the letters at face value, but we want to learn out the gematrias.
But they shouldn't be showing us the letters. They should be like having like a bracket showing ayin beis. That's really what should be showing them. I'm saying is take these letters and then put like one of these funny brackets, do ayin beis. Or Reish Lama Beis, whatever.
Reish Lama Beis.
Or whatever you're going to be
doing. But you want also a marker, the red marker, a blue marker?
No, but that's Ike Kavata, Ike Kavana.
What?
Ike Chosim and Asifa.
What do you mean Ike Chosim? It's Malchus, no?
No, but I see.
Black and white.
I don't see the Mispah here at all.
It says Malchus, no?
No, but what does he show this Osius?
Yeah. Chub. Chub is Absag Maubet.
Right,
he's telling you the malchus, take the malchus of it.
But you're not meant to be mechavan this. You're meant to be mechavan the malchus of this.
Meaning the mispah.
Which is the mispah. It should write the mispah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Again, I'm repeating myself like 10 times. Again, when I tell you malchus, what should be the signal in your mind?
The gematria.
Gematria.
Yeah.
That's it.
So where does he bring this?
So you should write the gematria.
What do you mean? Gematria of what?
Of this. Of this.
Again, the way the Rishash is written like this. He writes a title, okay, and then he shows you what he's talking about.
Oh.
Okay, so the title is telling you the Malchus of the Chochmah of Chub de Chub, and he's showing you a picture of it.
Right. So maybe Mechavah the Malchus of this.
That's right. Mechavah the Malchus of this.
So the Rishash actually wrote this.
Yes,
then.
The Rishash actually wrote this.
All these shamans.
That's right.
Yeah, but not this. Oh, but not this.
He wrote everything.
This as well?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's the Rishash.
It's not just someone interpreting the Rishash.
No. This is the Rishash. He writes you an explanation, then shows you a picture, and it's...
Right. So you can't just pick up this is a Rishash and just read through it. Oh, I'm having this. You actually have to read this very carefully and know what you're doing.
You have to know it's time, it's Rishash Kavanis, you have to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing, yes.
So what you could do is you could write down the gematrias on the actual siddur itself, just to remind you. Oh, here's the gematria. If you want to daven a bit quicker, then
as long as you don't publish it.
No, why not? You need to publish it.
Oh, because you're not going to change the rishash.
That's right. So there's a tshuva in. We'll speak about tempering with the siddur. A lot of people are very upset with people.
What's the aim? So how it comes as aim based? You say it's a chochma. You're saying aim based. It's a mystical iron base, and you're saying no, it's not iron base, it's the whole shame.
That's the other question I had.
The Malch is the Chochmah. The Chochmah.
Can you be sure the first line of stand?
This is Abzai. This is all of Abba. Right.
The Malch is the Chochmah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
No.
That's right. This chart, look.
70, this 72,
that means
72,
if I 72. Were to show you four of these charts,
well, 72, 63.
This is the app chart.
No. 72, 72,
then you have also a sad chart.
Of chub, chub.
It looks exactly the same. It's an actual map chart.
Chub,
as I'm changing this. When I'm talking about the sag chart, you would see a sag over here. And then when I say... Everything would be changed according to the chuppah, right?
This is not. This is not the malchus, the chokhmah. All these four lines.
This is just the chokhmah. This is the chokhmah chart, basically. And you have a bina one, you have a chasad and das chart, and you have a gvur das.
I just told you that you have four of these charts.
Yeah, I'm just repeating yourself to make sure.
Right, you have four of these charts. This is the ab chart, but you find the same thing in the sag chart, except you have sag here also.
Yeah, but you get.
And then you have ma, yeah. And then you have ben, four of them. That's what he's telling you over here.
So this
now
is
the shah has a
class. All that is in the keser of
am. Ben, he's calling it chub and chug.
That's right. Chub and chug. Now.
And this is all in the keser of ab.
Keser ab, yeah. Yeah, it's keser. Now, you have to understand there's a rule in the Rishash called avas a kitzer. There's a lot of caches on the Rishash. Why this? Why that? Why didn't he tell us more information? But they always answer him that, but Abba's a kitzur. And a Hanami, you're right, Maskevim. So you're right, the Rishash should have said they should have had more, should have said this and that. Right? Like you say right now, why didn't you write the Abba? Why didn't you write down this and that? It's not, it's Chosser, right? We see Oysis here. He should write the Gematria of each line, right? He wrote it already in the introduction. Abbas the Kitzur, he just writes down quickly and he moves on.
Right.
And he's supposed to know.
Basically, it's not meant to be for any old person just pick up a Siddur Rishash. There's got to be people who know what they're doing.
Basically. Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
I'm saying, look at the Shem and work out the Gematria. It's not enough just to have it next to you. I mean, you have to look at the Shem and actually work it out.
But it's very simple. It's upside down.
So what's the idea? If the idea is the Malchus, then it means you're looking at the Gematria, then why do you have to have the Shem in front of you?
Why?
The Gematria of what?
You, why? The Malchus
of what? The Gematria of what? If you're
being called, why is it? I tell you, the Gematria of upside down. And they're saying, so why don't you put the Gematria next to it?
No, I'm saying instead of it.
Okay, but then you don't see the Shem. You don't see the Shem.
You have to look at it, and look at the Shem, and know that it's
all this.
I know.
You know this is the Gematria of it.
And this is up.
It's going to get the Gematria of
Bolo. On the side one, let's bring the side one here. It's going to have some Chimel here.
I mean, the configuration of the days, etc. You're not actually Mechavan 72.
You are Mechavan.
So all four Chochmas. Basically, it's going.
And you're not being Mechavan.
The Gematria of what? You can't just Mechavan 72. What does 72 represent?
What are they called?
Ah.
So can you just recap the etzem, the Rashash is writing down only, we know that from the Gematrias, and the Gematria of what? Of this, and then of this, and then of this, and then of this.
Yeah.
But all together?
All together. Of course.
It's a malchus of all the chokhmos together. So
you're looking at this, you're not after working it out, but you know that you've got, you know this is iron based for Gleich first.
No, you're supposed to be looking at all the shemas.
You still had to have read them. You read it, but you have to work it out.
It's a gematria of something. It's not a number. It's a gematria of something.
Yeah, it's a gematria of something, but you have to know it itself. You can't just do I'm base, because I'm base could just be...
So on the other side you've got the right hand side, left hand side,
which is always the nukva side, and that's the right hand side.
But if you're just dealing with, you're only dealing with
Abba of Yisrael Sabbath, that's always on the left side.
So you don't need the ma ben of it, just the ma.
No, even Abba has a ma ben of it.
Dema, or Ben Dema.
Okay, so let's turn over the page now. So let's go back.
Yechaven, so that's what it's going to.
Wherever you see the Lamed lit, so it's going to, again, the pun, to the Malchus,
the next sphere, the next parasol.
That's right. It came from Arir, that Shefer's coming down to Arir, to the Havaya, which is representing Abba of Yisrael Sabbath.
So why it's not Mispar Ayin Beis? Ayin Beis? Yes, it's Malchus de Chochmos.
No, that's the Shefer. This is Bimkom HaKelim.
Right? Surely this should only be...
The Havaya is representing Abba, not representing Shefer. Abba and Yisrael Sabbath.
It's all in the Chagas. That's the most important word there. The Chagas, the Archampi.
Yeah, that's
the Chagas. Most important Nakuda here, because that's the Kuda Kloli.
We're going specific.
Otherwise, you're going completely the wrong place. That's the place we're doing it. Yeah, but
not the place. We're doing
this type of
Shepherd.
From space to this space.
Yeah, but the Chagas.
Representing this.
No,
it's representing a part of.
And that's what
leads to Shepherd. It's representing a part of Abba. Yeah. And Yisrael Sabbath.
That's right.
In front of the Malchus, the Chachmas.
And on the other side is representing Ima and
Tov. Right, the Zivuk Elion.
So let's go back there.
What do you mean Zivuk Elion to Abba V'Yashter? Yisrael Sabbath.
Where are you reading?
At the bottom of the page.
Yeah. Okay, Zivuk Elion, or call it Zivuk Pinim. It's the same thing. That's the... Why we call Zivuk Elion? Because we're working with the Chabad of the Chagat. It's the Elion. We'll see in a minute, we're going to be working also the Zivuk Chitzon, which is called the Nine Chagat of the Chagat. That means the lower. We call it Zivuk Tachtan. Mm-hmm. And this, we're trying to work on the Zivuk Elion, with the Chabad, the highest part of that Chagat.
So this is Zivuk Elion, that's the Pinimi.
We call it. Yeah, Shash loves doing this, calling one thing 10 names.
I also do that.
I should have a tip cut to that, but I haven't done that. Now, and again, we're doing this, bringing down the Shefer, which is produced through this Zivug Penimi, which is the Chabad the Chagad, Kenizka, the Mao Ben, the Abba, the Imba, the Yisrael Saba. Now, this is where we're going to bring it down to now.
Did we just make a zivug between Abba and Yisrael Sava?
No. No, we're bringing down what was produced via the zivug of Arir.
Right.
Now we're going to start making a zivug. This one.
No, I'm just going back over here.
Yeah.
What is that zivug there?
It's not a zivug. It's Abba. It's Abba and Yusuf Abba. You don't recognize them? You've been away for some time. You don't recognize them. That's what you look like. He changed his glasses.
Oh, you gave up. Yes, you gave up. Okay.
Yeah. The Mepharshim talk about it. He says, Meher Tetzis the Abba looks like a Yud Kevavke, but it was a similar dog. As opposed to Afuka Eke.
It should be the middle
side.
There, no?
It could have been different there. It's a similar.
It should be exactly the same as this.
No, that's Shefa.
Ah.
That's Shefa.
Something is missing because...
What's that? Imagine, use your imagination. We understand the Halbosha, we understand the Esses Sphiros and every part of what we're bringing down. There's a lot of things we can add over here. But, he takes on, the Rasha takes on the your Sholot and the Yatzchaim, the Shakavonis.
No, I'm saying
come to this.
So you basically just brought it to the Malchus of the Chochmas.
No, I didn't bring it down to the Malchus. No, it's not the Malchus. The Malchus means Gematria.
But it's a place. It's a place.
No, it's not a place. You're right, officially, but I'm not using it in that context of here.
But you are. You said it's a king. You said you bring it into it.
You'll see that you're actually bringing it down to the Yesod of Abba.
No, at this stage, where
it doesn't make sense that I brought it down to the Malchus of Abba and then I bring it back to the Yesod. I'm going to make a zivug in Yesod, which is much higher. We're not talking about the actual Malchus. It's the Malchus de Chochma de Chubchub. Right?
Yeah.
It's the Chochma of the Kesed de Abba. That's right. So we're not looking at a Mokum per se, it's a type of Shefa. It's a type of shepherd which was mentioned to us, which we're drawing down.
But until now, we've been speaking about, you start off with Atik, you brought it down to Arich, into a certain place in Arich, then you brought it down to a certain place in
Abba.
Well, let's stick on one side, Abba, and then Yashu. Then Yisro Sabah.
Yisro Sabah. Right. He doesn't tell us where in Abba and Yusuf Sabah we brought it.
Well, probably the same place where
it comes from. Your guess is as good as mine. But no, he didn't tell us. Now, when we turn over the page, he's going to tell us specifically where we're going to bring it to. And he tells us to the Yesod. Okay. It cannot be that we brought it down to the Malchus already. We don't go up. We always come down.
This is the Shefa.
Yeah.
What is L?
To. We're bringing it down.
This Shefa to a place, somewhere.
That's somewhere, that's right.
Where is this place?
The
Malchus de Chochmos.
The Chochmos, yeah. And then we bring it from the Chochmos to the Yesod.
That's very good. So that's the place.
Because Yesod is lower down than Chochmos.
Sure.
Yeah, but where?
What do you mean where?
It's higher, it's much higher. The Malchus of Chochmos are much higher than the Yesod of Abba.
And then we jump all that to the
Yesod. But it's not the Sphere of Chochmos here.
This is a whole pouncer. You said these are three higher spirits of
Kesed
Atik or whatever. No, Kesed Atik.
This is everywhere.
Kesed Atik. I think
forget Patsufim. This is an international chart.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So this would apply.
Aslamabed.
Confusing me.
You're too thief. Let's just take it a bit slowly over here. Mm-hmm. So again, we bring down the Shefa.
Where would Abba be here? Let's say we're talking about in Abba. These spheres, this is the Keser of Abba Chochma, Abba Bin of Abba.
No, that's one Keser. That's Keser.
All of this is Keser.
All this is Keser of Abba. Let's say.
Let's say.
Mm-hmm. So where's the Chochmas of Abba?
Okay, we don't have a Kriegerein in the Prote Prote, exactly where in between which one.
Much bigger chart.
Yeah, we need something huge.
The size of this house, you'll be mechaven, you'll probably starve to death by the time you eat that sandwich of yours.
Okay, so we better get the sandwich.
The pizza's going to get really cold by the time you finish your brocha, huh? Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. The Chaben Zivug Chabad Lechagat Naz the Mauben the Abba v'Imavia. So that's what we saw already. Now we're going to take a step further. Lahamshir Tipa. He calls it a Tipa now. Like, oh, don't be. Oh, what's a Tipa? What's a dog?
That's Chubachug.
That's right. That's the Chubachug that we spoke about. We call it the Apsag Mauben. Oh, he said Tipa Apsag Mauben Liyesoid the Chabad Lechagat the Abba v'Yisosav. But that's the Tipa. You're going to bring it down into a similar mokum, which is the in Abba and Viyasosaba. Now, Vitipas Kasa Kamag, remember? Where's Kasa Kamag? We saw already. This is Kasa Kamag. This is the Kasa Kamag that we're bringing up, remember? This is the abstract. This, what is he talking about? This is called the Tipa.
Ah, that's
and this is the other Tipa.
The hook.
The Tipa of Docha is going to go here. And the this Tipa is going to go into where? Into the Kana. Into the Kana Shbiyesoy the Chabaduchaga the Ima Vitvuna.
Yeah.
What Mech tastes
this like? This.
Everybody asks the same kasha. We don't find such a thing that you bring Shefa into Shefa.
Yeah.
Kana is a Shefa. Remember? There's four types of Shefa. And even if you want to talk about Mochim or Mochim and Kelim, you don't bring Kelim into Kelim. Right? Mm-hmm. So if it's talking about usually it's Kasa, Kasa, Kama, Kana. We've never seen that you split the first three, bring it into the last four. But that was just a thing.
No, but it's another question. Where is Kana coming from?
But 1 second. Let's compare it to on the right hand side. Okay. The right hand side, we brought the Absag Moben into a Paltu called Abav, into the Yesod, into a Sphere, which is a Keli of Abav Yisosaba. Yeah. When you go to Tipas on the Nukva side, you bring that Shefa Gavalte Kasa Kamag, which we saw already, into a Kana Shibi Yesod. So if it didn't rain like Kana, it's very good. You bring in also those two Shefas into the Yesod of Ima Vatuna. The Shana is, what is this Kana business have to do?
And where is it coming from?
And where is it coming from? And Mimanasha, if it's there, it should have been brought early on. It should have been over here. It should have been Kasa, Kama, and Kana as well. And the old problems come back. Oh, so you are touching on Das now. Ah, Nashim Kalas, you know. So, so we're not.
Why can you say that?
Oh. Well, we're not going to say things midilanu.
No.
But we're going to say things which are quoted.
Nashim Dav and Kalas.
Yeah, but how does he appear now?
It doesn't have Das at all.
Yeah, so how did he get there? What's he doing there? What is it exactly? It seems to be a bit of a problem over here.
Mm.
Right. So we said we don't deal with Das, we don't bring down, they don't have a Das. So where is it coming from?
What, they don't have a Das?
Nashim Dav and Kalas. So they don't have Das. It's not represented. Das is not something to... Of course, they have a middle brain. You look up, open the brain, they have a middle brain.
Yeah.
It's not choshev enough to be make a cheshvan of the Das. They have a bin yesera, the other qualities up and above. Eshes chayel, ateres bala, they're up and above in different aspects. But the gap of this particular bechina of Das... You never know who's watching. The beginning of Das, we don't make a cheshbon for it. We don't make a cheshbon. So what's the answer to this problem of Kana? So, right. So the answer is that there's a Shah Rachamim that speaks about this. And the Shah Rachamim wants to say that the Kana that we're speaking about is actually the name of the Keli.
Right. And before, what were we talking about? That was the Shefa.
Yeah.
On the previous page.
What?
No, we said Kili as well.
Yeah. According to those opinions, the whole that it's also a Kili thing.
Can we have one opinion?
But they bring down that it's not only a Chiddush Shah Rachmi, it's like he brings down B'Shem, the Arizal, in two different places. Actually, it's more than two different places in the Shah Kavanas and Tefillin, Shah Kavanas and Tzitzit. Also, we find the Arizal calling the Yisoid of Ima Kana. So it's not the Rashash being Mechadish this, it's not the Shah Rachamim coming to give a Pshetlach here, but rather it's Arizal himself, we don't know the reason why. But it seems to be that the Yisod of Ima is called Kana.
It's one of the Ekes because it's Ima, no?
What?
Because Eke is connected with Ima. The Shem of Ima is Eke, no?
Kasa, Kana. So why choose Kana?
That's a question. Let's just make it a bit closer to him.
Yeah, it's connected to Ima. The Shaili is
Why doesn't he say here that the Ma Ben Khan? He doesn't mention here Ma Ben of them.
Khan is the lowest one, that's the Malchus one, isn't it?
Okay, so.
Yes, it makes sense why it's Yesod.
What?
It makes sense why it's Yesod.
Why? It's a das. What does it have to do with Yesod?
No, but it's the latest one. The latest one, you mean?
The Yesod is just the klolus of the chug, which comes from the das.
Hmm?
Yesod is the klolus of the das. Because the das is the chug, is the five chasan and five gvus, that all gets
gathered. I will call it kamag. Kamag.
Why kamag?
Kamag is also a chasan in the das. Why dafka kam? The lowest, why? What's
maybe
das
and kalas, maybe it's only got one of them.
That's your shot. Okay, I
push it on. I'm not suggesting.
Right.
Thinking.
Okay. So I said, because
we do mention Kamak as the Bina. We said that Kamak was the Bina, not the Chasodim's Das. It's like we shifted it all up. It looks like we lost one of the kasas, if anything.
Why we have to come on.
Maybe it has to do with the Bina Yisera more like. Because the Bina has got something extra now. Instead of having a kasa, it's got a kamak.
Yeah.
Because it's got more.
Alright, so let me tell you, with the Pesach and Ayim HaChodesh, this is the
Pesach
and Ayim HaChodesh of Shaya
Lublemsky.
He learns, Taka, that he learns the pshat is that the kana that we're speaking about is actually in the keli yisod.
Yeah.
And it's actually very meduic in the lashon there. It says the kana should be yisod. Not that it's the shame of the keli, but rather it's in the keli. It's in the shibbo, sheyeshbo. But again, you'll come back to the same kasha: is that chozakusha leduchte? How did it get there? Where did it come from? Where did it come from exactly?
That's what they said.
So whichever ma'adah you want to learn, that it's the shame of the keli, it's a little bit more lighter, but then you have a problem with the lashon. And if you work with the lashon, you're going to ask again, where did this shepherd come from?
And he actually doesn't say it, does he?
What?
Again, when he speaks about the shame, you see, and he does the kasa and the kamak. Again, even though he's mentioned the kana, he doesn't.
No. What you see over there is the shefa. The kasa and the kama that you see over there is the shefa coming down.
That's the same one as the previous page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now where is it going to go to? It's going to go into this long shame over here. What's this long shame?
That looks like.
What is that long shame?
Well, it's a type of kama, isn't it?
I don't know.
Mitzirut Yos Cheshlan and Beis.
What?
It's a kana be'etzem, but in a way that's it's Cheshlan and Beis.
It's Cheshlan and Beis
now?
Yeah, so let's read a little shtickle over here that we have. That is kana. This is the kana that we're speaking about. This is the name, according to Rav Sharia, this is the keli, this is the name of the keli.
Yeah,
so now let's read a shtickle over here. Okay, let's read the shtickle over here in the Shai Kavanas on the second page over here.
We usually do that with the Moichim. One second,
we're running out of time. Let's try to finish it off. Da.
Yeah.
This is the Shai Kavanas in Dav Gimel Amud Beis, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. Da. Ki kol Boruch Hu B'Yesod. V'tzaruch L'chaven ki ze Aboruch Hu B'Yesod E'Elyon Shel Chochma Nikra Shevir. תחבר להמשך בו השפע לחיברו אחר כך לחברו אחר כך עם היסוד של בינה הנקרא נסיב. הנה, בשביל הנקרא ברוך ונסיב נקרא ברוכו, שניים שווים בחשבון אחס. גם ברוך וברוכה עם קלולוס הם רחח, right? 228. אם תוסיף עליהם דלת אויסס של ברוך יהיה גמטרי רלב והם גמטרי דלת שמויס אבסג מרובן והבלסם נמשוכים אל השביל אליון הניקר ברוך וגם תכוון במינס ברוכה Nirmaz bebracha aniska tichavin ki gam hi gematria rala. Ba'ofen zeh. Ki b'yisod ha'bina hi, this was nogeh to us. Ki yisod ha'bina, shem hu eke b'milui ha'im, which is kana, v'shah shemoyis de alofim v'yudim ninshachim shom. That's the picture we showed, right? You see, you have kama, kasa and kama going into kana. That's the yisod, he says. That's the yisod ha'bina. V'hine, this is how you work it out. Hine zeh ha'eke gematria rala. If you work out all these letters over here, you come up to 232. ובחינס ציורו בזה האופן כי דלת ההין שבשם זה אם תציירם בציור דלת ווב ובציור דלת יוד בציור גימול ווים כל אחד מדלת ההין יהיו בגמטריה קוף סמכס. So if you add in, how do you spell kana? Kana is aleph, then hey and another hey, and then yud vav dalet, and then hey. So then you, what you're going to do, you can spell hey in three different ways. You can spell hey with hey vav, hey sorry, dalet vav, dalet yud, dalet vav, and vav vav vav. So in every hey you're going to have three. Okay.
42, 168.
You got me. 162, 168. Gematria chav. That's 20. Yeah. No, sorry, and ois yud is gematria chav. Yud vav dalet is 20. So again, you have 168. That's all the hays together. Then when you count the yud, yud vav dalit, that is 20. Im tetzayah dalit the base vavim. Now in the dalit you have two vavim, which represents also another way of spelling dalit. That's another 12.
Well as the dalit.
Yeah, as well as the dalit. Mm-hmm. Now you count the yud vav dalit is 20. Now in the dalit, you see there's two little vavs over there. Mm-hmm. That's another 6 and 6, that's 12. Tie, hayud begematria lamed base. That means this, the yud itself, yud vav is 20, plus 12 is 32. Techabe lamed base. Im akasach, that's 200. O tikach ois aleph, you take the ois aleph, the beginning of the word, right? Eke, it's ois aleph. Tzayad tzio yud vav dalit. You see, there's a yud on top, a vav in the middle, and the yud on the bottom. Like this, that makes 20, isn't it? That's yud vav dalet. Titzai hayud b'tzil yud vav dalet. Now it's who lamed base, because inside the dalet again you have the two vavs. That's also 32. Techaber reish ima lamed base. That's reish lamed base. Nishar shtei oitzes lamed pei. The only two oitzes that we didn't work with was the aleph. Sorry, we did the aleph. Lamed and the pei. Humina miloi v'techabrem im ois aleph atzmam. When you mechaber the lamed pei with the ois aleph, it spells azia aleph shehem oisis pele. Hu sod shvila dakik a dakik anika pele dolois yada lo ilo lo litata kiniska pashut bereshis. What he's referring to is the yisod abba. Yisod abba is hidden inside the yisod ima. And it's called Pele. He says this in Shakavanas. That's referred to the Lamed Pei. So because without the Lamed Pei, you can't have all these oises together, you're going to get to the Gematria of Lamed, Reish Lamed Beis. What does it give you? Again, like the Shara Achamim told us originally, when we did the Ab Sagma Uben over here, we said, what does this have to do? This is not Mochim the Gadus. What we said? He said, it's a Remes to get you to Michave and keep your attention on the bow of the... Sometimes you can get carried away with this command. You Kav, Michave, Michave, you forget what you're Michaveing, Bechlam. Forget the actual word. So the Rashash is putting in these oysters over here in order to Michave. Don't forget, you're doing bow. That's why it's put over here.
Well, yes, you mean be Michave
like
that.
Okay, I think we'll stop it here.
Yes, you mean be Michave all this.
That's right, Michave all this. All the Shabbat goes into that. Okay, Shkar.